Welcome to your Friday rant. What I'm going to talk today about is there's a video from Steve Harvey when he talks about leaping. And I love this video. I've sent it to a million people and I've watched it a million times. It's an amazing representation of what you're going to have to do if you want to seek the dreams that are not in your life right now. And it's so easy to get put down and not believe in yourself and not believe that you are capable of anything that you want to do. The number one issue with people is they think things are outside of themselves. They think that they are not capable of what they truly are. And at the end of the day, you've got to take an opportunity where you got to bet on yourself. You got to bet that you are capable to figure out whatever is necessary on the trip that you're about to take. And let's say a business, you're going to start a business. You got to spend time understanding why it is that you have the need to start the business, because it's hard. And so if you have this obsession, this need that's crawling at you and won't stop, and you can't stop thinking about it, well, then that's something to explore. But at the end of the day, if you never take the opportunity to push yourself, to try, to reach out there and do something different, then your life is always going to be the same. And what happens is 2, 3, 5, 6, 20 years go by, and then you wake up and you're 55, you're 60, you're 45 years old, and you never done anything with your life because you were scared of what. And so we always look at what we might lose by taking an opportunity, by taking a leap, by taking a chance. But at the end of the day, you have a work resume and you have a background and you have people in your life that if it were all to go bad, you'd be able to get a job. And if you're able to get a job, then you have a backup plan. If you have a backup plan, then you're fine. And so the question that you have to ask yourself is, it's not your family that's putting you down. It's not your brother that's telling you can't do it. You don't believe in you. You don't truly deep down think that you're capable of doing it. And if that's the case, then you're the one that has to sell yourself on leaping. You're the one that has to sell yourself on taking the chance on you. Because you're saying it's for your kids, or you're saying it's because of this, but ultimately you're scared. 9 times out of 10, people are scared of success. They're not scared of failure. And so if they're scared of if it all go right, well, then that's crazy, because those possibilities are uncertainty. We don't know what's going to happen if my book takes off. We don't know what's going to happen if my podcast takes off. We don't know what's going to happen if this business is super successful. And so that unknown is very scary to us, because we know what failure looks like because we played it over in our mind over and over and over again. But we never sat down and played success and winning and creating opportunities and being better and stronger and fitter and happier. We never play that in our mind, because that would be too easy. That would be right in front of our nose, right? And my joke is, most people can't see past their nose because everything they seek is right here inside of you. And so I hope this video sparks you taking an opportunity on yourself, taking a leap, jumping in and creating something special and changing something in your life today that's going to move you in the direction that you've always wanted to go. I hope you got some value from this. Share it with a friend, and we'll see you next time. Guys, let me take a minute to tell you about my buddies over at LeadHub, Ben and Aaron, the best humans I know. Not only are they amazing at marketing for trade companies, but Ben started his HVAC company in his garage, sold it for multi-million dollars. So when this guy talks, I listen. When we took over Dietz Mechanical, we had 22 reviews in 22 years and 7 short months. We went from 22 reviews to 107. We went from 4.2 to 4.7. We tripled our Facebook presence and we tripled our calls. If you're an HVAC, plumbing, electric, landscaping company, and you're looking for a no BS approach to marketing, you're looking for people who have done it before, you got to go to leadhub.net